to Real World News. Interview with Mariam Rahmanian, Vice Chair of the FAO's High-Level Panel of Experts on Food Security and Nutrition. Land grabbing and the volatility of food prices appear as two elements of the same war in reality, which according to the High-Level Panel of Experts on Food and Nutrition, will not end naturally unless there is clear commitment to change the agriculture model, explained Mariam Rahmanian of Senesta and also member of the panel on behalf of the civil society in an interview with Via Wood Radio in Rome. The food crisis and the financial crisis are clearly not solved. We are still in the middle of the crisis, said the Iranian activist and researcher. Is there a direct link between them? Absolutely yes. Both of the reports say it in some way, although the linkages are sometimes difficult to prove in a way that convinces everybody. With the financial crisis, we have an excessive financial capital looking for things to be invested in, and in the case of the food price volatility, all of this excess started to become invested in food commodities. So we see that with this phase of capitalism is coming back to the most basic things, land and food. She also insisted that the energy crisis is another important element through the promotion of agrofuels, which have begun to compete with food products, and the climate crisis. On food price volatility, the link between the international market and the prices of the domestic market needs further study. Even when the international prices became stable, the national prices were still unstable and still too high. So this relationship between the national price and the international price is a very complex issue. It is a challenge for civil society to focus and to go deep on this debate on price volatility. Mariam mentions as one of the possible causes for this phenomenon the fact that local food stocks have disappeared. Stocks is a way of stabilizing the prices. It is something we all had in our traditions, and it is all gone. Building policies to recover the stocks may be one of the possible actions to fight price volatility, says Mariam. The land grabbing and investments, we see the fact that the financial capital has purchased large extensions of land not to produce but to speculate with it. The issue of land and investment is also very a question of the model of production, says Mariam. In fact, the report says 20% of the land that has been grabbed is used to produce food. The rest is mere speculation. The way the chain of production and of marketing is organized is not only speculation on land, but also speculation on the contracts that give you the right to produce.
Obviously, both of these issues have been taking place over the past 2 or 3 years throughout the world, the high prices of food and the volatile prices, and also land grabbing. Both of the reports of the high-level panel of experts on these two issues say that these issues are not going to finish. No, they're not going to naturally finish. They're on the path to continue unless certain action is taken. So I think the situation is quite serious. And I think the food crisis and the financial crisis are clearly not solved. We're still in the middle of the crisis, and we can expect it to continue and to get worse unless action is taken. Mm-hmm. So I think the fact that the crisis continues shows the depth of the crisis.
Do you think there is a direct link between financial crisis, economical crisis, and crisis about land and food?
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, yes. And both of the reports say it in some way. Although the linkages maybe are sometimes difficult to prove in a very in a way that convinces everybody, but also people are convinced of what they want to be convinced about, so that's also an issue. But on the issue of, I think in both cases, we had with the financial crisis, we had an excess of financial capital looking for things to be invested in. And in the case of food price volatility, all of this excess started to become invested in food commodities, no? And on the other side, it started to be invested in land. So we see that with this phase of the crisis of capitalism, it's coming back to the most basic things, no? Land and food. If you speak to people, the neoliberal agenda, it seems that land and food are really unimportant, no? They're taken as if it's always there, it will always be there. But now we see that the crisis is coming on the most basic elements of life, which is food and the land to produce food. And so it's speculation, basically. Speculation is not the only cause. No, so we also have to say that it's not only the financial crisis, it's also climate change, for example. It's also the wave of new technologies and biofuels and so on. It's also the energy crisis. It's many things, but I think we can say that the financial crisis is one important element.
Which other causes do you think it must be taken into account? Because of those enormous and strategical problems.
Mm-hmm. On food price volatility, it's interesting that our report shows that food price volatility, the volatility of prices in the international markets, has had an impact, and a very quick impact on national prices. And even when the international prices became stable, the national prices were still unstable and still too high. So it's this relationship between the national price and the international price is a very complex issue. And there are cases where the international prices have been in the past stable, and in the national level, they're volatile, no? Mm-hmm. Even for imported items. And so I think civil society has a lot more work to do to understand this issue. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a real challenge. This is, I think, an important issue, that it's a challenge for civil society to focus and to go deep on this debate of price volatility. And it's a shame, because it's an important issue. But somehow we quickly get into the technical issues. In these days in the civil society forum, we've seen that it's the NGOs going on the very technical issues of the management of reserves, what does history show us, but in very, very detailed historical analysis, which is also maybe necessary. But the social movements, they start to lose their interest because they don't have such a detailed information, global view, all of these things. They want to talk more about the principles of things. But I think that it's important for us to find a way to get involved in the debate in a more consistent way, and rather than just coming, making a declaration and leading the room. But really, stocks, for example, is one of the... It seems it's one of the good ways of, to a certain extent, stabilizing the prices. Stocks at local level is something we've all had in our traditions, and they've all gone. Every village had a stock. This is normal, it's fundamental. But now it's gone, and the national stocks are gone, and the regional stocks and the international stocks, all of them are gone. I think there are practical things that we can do on the national, local level, but somehow the way, even maybe the terminology, food price volatility, it's a kind of a title that is very intimidating. No, what does it mean? And on the issue of land and investment, well, the issue of land and investment is also very much a question of the model of production. No, because the land that's being bought, a lot of it is for speculation. In our report, I think it says, so far, it's only been demonstrated that 20% of the land that has been bought or grabbed has actually been started to produce food. And so the 80% is what?
Only 20%
of this land that has been grabbed is producing food now.
The rest is a shelter from capital.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, and speculation, no? With the expectation that the price will go up. And also, another issue which is important here is the way the chain of production and then marketing is organized. It's not only a speculation on land, it's also a speculation of the contracts which give you the right to produce. No, so it's a kind of a, I don't know if we can say it's a double speculation, but they're both involved. It's not only simply speculation on land. Speculation on the contracts, the futures contracts, and so on.
It's quite clear, during the negotiations on voluntary guidelines, it was stated quite clearly the consequences of these problems on rural population. But what about citizens in general, mm-hmm. consumers? Mm-hmm. Are they mm-hmm. also damaged mm-hmm. by this situation?
Mm-hmm. Well, the issue of price volatility, you can clearly see it in the Arab countries. For example, the Arab Spring, this is one of the elements. In the countries of the South, price volatility plays a much more important role because we spend a bigger part of our income on food. Whereas in the North, the increase of the food prices is maybe unnoticed by a large part of the population. So it's different in the two different places. Of course it makes a difference. On the land issues, I think you see it, the impact more in rural areas so far. No, to tell you the truth, I haven't really thought very deeply about how it might impact urban people. It deepens the industrial model of food production. This is what I was saying before, that these land grabs are linked with the model of production. So for the consumer, it makes it even less likely, even more difficult to eat healthy, nutritious food.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be quite paradoxical that governments from the South mostly try to explain investments and land grabbing mm-hmm. as a matter of sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
but they seem to be losing some sovereignty with mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. issues.
Mm-hmm. But I think we also see Brazil is definitely a case, and maybe also Argentina have been looking at legislation, or I think legislation, maybe policy, to make it more difficult mm-hmm. to invest. So I think, from what I can see, they're starting to understand it's a matter of, to defend their rights. No?
Okay. Do you think this situation has a technical or a political exit, let's say?
For me, it's more political. It has to be more political. It's the technical arguments are important to make, to have a discussion, to have a debate, to increase the momentum on a certain issue, to create a movement, you know? The technical issues, I mean, I don't want to say they're not important. Of course they are, but we always find that the political issues are the more difficult ones. When it comes to the human relations, it's more difficult, whereas there's plenty of alternatives in the technical sense. It's more the problem. But even technical issues are related to political issues. Here you can see it in the debate about seeds, for example, no, peasant seeds. So we think there are real, if you like, technical, but technological, but knowledge, let's say knowledge. We're moving in the direction of having more experience on peasant seeds and agricultural biodiversity and so on and so forth. And on the other hand, it's being blocked by laws, by policies, by economics, by the politics, no? So somehow you can't separate them.
Thank you very much for this time for Real World Radio.
You are listening to Real World News.